This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings with world leaders on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. Mr. Modi held a meeting with the President of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, at Hyderabad House this morning. Mr. Modi said the historic free trade agreement with the EU will have a very positive impact on the economic partnership with Spain and provide new opportunities to the people of both nations. The Prime Minister also held talks with Prime Minister of Finland, Antti Petri Orpo, and discussed cooperation in sustainability and digitalization, AI research and ethical innovation. Mr. Modi also held talks with Presidents of Serbia and Estonia and Prime Minister of Croatia on the sidelines of the summit. He also held discussions with his Kazakh counterpart, Olshan Bektenov, and his Bhutanese counterpart, Shering Tobgay. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister Modi met Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Mr. Modi said they talked about the work India is doing in AI and how Google can work with India's talented students and professionals in this field. Meanwhile, global leaders continue to arrive in the national capital for the summit. Google at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. Speaking at the summit, CEO of Google Sundar Pichai said the initiative delivers new subsea cable routes to increase AI connectivity between India, US and multiple locations across the Southern Hemisphere.
Today we are announcing the India-America Connect Initiative, which will deliver new subsea cable routes to increase AI connectivity between the US, India, and multiple locations across the Southern Hemisphere. To take advantage of the opportunities this infrastructure creates, we must also invest in people and skilling, which is why we are announcing some of our most ambitious skilling programs here. This includes a new Google AI professional certificate program to help people master AI in their work. In India, we are partnering with Vadvani AI to reach students and early career professionals. It'll be available in English and Hindi, more Indian languages to follow.
India AI and Intel India have created a new world record under the category for most pledges received for an AI responsibility campaign in 24 hours. More than 2.5 lakh students took pledge under the campaign. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav noted that it is a direction in which the country should lead the thought process of responsible AI. French President Emmanuel Macron and Union Minister for Health and Family Welfare Jagat Prakash Nadda today inaugurated the Indo-French Campus on AI and Global Health at AIIMS in New Delhi. The campus aims to advance research, innovation and capacity building in AI-driven healthcare solutions, fostering academic excellence and international partnerships. Union Health Minister JP Nadda today met his Brazilian counterpart Alexandre Pagilia in New Delhi on the sidelines of the India AI Impact Summit. Both sides also emphasized on the need for deeper and stronger cooperation between the two countries in the field of health and pharmaceutical sector. The government has extended the India AI Impact Expo by 1 day till the 21st of this month. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology Secretary S. Krishnan said the move has been taken because of the overwhelming response from people. He said on Friday and Saturday the expo will remain open till 8 p.m. Tomorrow the expo will be closed to the general public. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today directed officials to work on a war footing to achieve the target of creating 6 crore Lakhpati Didis under the Dindayal Antyodaya Yojana National Rural Livelihoods Mission. The minister stated this while chairing a review meeting of DNRLM in New Delhi. He said achieving the ambitious target would require linking at least 10 crore women to financial inclusion initiatives of the Ministry of Rural Development. He asked officials to prepare a concrete time-bound action plan in coordination with state governments. In the Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Group A fixture between defending champions India and Netherlands is underway in Ahmedabad. Pakistan defeated Namibia by 102 runs in another Group A match in Colombo. Early in the day, South Africa defeated the UAE by 6 wickets in the final Group D match in Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.